This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to welcome our live listeners in Florence, Alabama, listening on WVNA. Apparently, as of last weekend, things got flipped around a little bit there with their schedule on the weekends, and as of now, we are now live on Saturday nights in Florence.
Awesome.
WVNA, which is great, because they're one of our weekday affiliates, and we run delayed there on the weekdays, but we are live on Saturday nights. So if you guys have been waiting to take part in the show because we haven't been live, tonight would be a great time for you to do it. Again, 800-259-9231. Let's start things out. You've got some facts, Mark. What about?
Well, I'm from the Cato Institute, and I like them. They're a good conservative group.
Actually, they're more libertarian than anything.
Well, you know, the terminology, conservative, libertarian.
They are not interchangeable, sir.
They aren't now, but they used to be.
No.
At one point, they were.
No. Well, as exchangeable as liberal and libertarian. Because libertarians are classical liberals and paleoconservatives.
I would have considered myself a conservative most of my life.
Uh-huh.
And it's really from the economic side, though. So
what's from the economic side?
My conservatism.
Okay.
And, you know, generally libertarians are of a conservative economic bend. I mean, that's what you pretty much have to be in order to be a conservative or a libertarian. So I think that many conservatives out there don't realize...
We're for economic freedom and social freedom.
Correct.
Okay.
Let me just read the facts.
So it's not fair to corner us into the conservative corner at all.
Let me just get to the facts
here.
Okay. From David Weigel, Cato Institute. What do we know about the socioeconomic achievements of the children, grandchildren, and more distant descendants of Mexican immigrants? In light of the reasons for pessimism listed earlier in this article, I'm just taking part of it, U.S.-born Mexican Americans have done surprisingly well throughout certain...
And taken our jobs!
they don't mention that here because,
okay.
Well, fact is, they may take some lower-end jobs, but they create jobs at the same time.
Mm.
These people eat food when they come to America. They live in houses when they come to America. A lot of them drive cars.
Buy stuff, too.
Yeah, they have to buy all kinds of things in order to live here. I realize they might send some money home, but they're spending more here than they're sending home because
okay.
It costs money to live here.
Yes.
Okay. let's see. Though certainly in areas of serious concern remain, like Europeans in the past, Mexicans enjoy ample integration progress between the first-generation immigrants and their second-immigration children. Second-generation immigrant children. Relative to their parents, the U.S.-born second generation experiences dramatic increase in English proficiency, educational attainment, and earnings. From this generational perspective, the lightning rod issue of language in terms of both English acquisition and Spanish preservation loses all its spark. By the time they're teens, second generation of Mexican Americans overwhelmingly prefer to speak English rather than Spanish. And the third generation... most Mexican Americans no longer speak Spanish at all. And I can tell you, I have met so many Mexicans. Chicanos really is, I guess, the right term.
Okay.
You know, people of Mexican descent that are here in America.
Got it.
That just don't speak Spanish or don't speak it well.
Yeah.
I speak Spanish pretty good for a white guy. And I'll go talking. I talk to people. I know whether or not they can speak Spanish because I talk to them. And they're like, I can't talk to you, man. You can talk English.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time.
And we're in Florida.
Well, in Florida, I think that we have a lot more Mexicans of the second and third generation than a lot of places in the United States where you're getting straight off the boat, I guess, straight across the border Mexicans from their first generation, I guess is the terminology.
Yeah.
So they have a tough time assimilating. It's difficult for an adult to learn to speak a new language. Easy for kids.
Correct.
Let's see. Doug Macy presents
That's an old fact. We've kind of known that one.
At least we have.
I don't know how many of our listeners have.
Well, I've
all
noticed
the propaganda.
A lot of people are very concerned about Spanish being spoken in America,
right.
To the point that they'll talk to people, you know, yell at people out in public. And
have you seen that actually happen?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Really?
My grandmother actually would be very verbose about people speaking Spanish.
How
over.
Rude!
Well, it doesn't. It's just a thought process, you know.
Ugh.
Anyway, Mexican immigration is not a tidal wave. The rate of undocumented immigration migration, has not increased over two decades. Neither has Mexico, demographic time bomb. Its fertility rate is only slightly above replacement, although a variety of trans-border population...
Replacement meaning slightly above those the amount of people dying.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's growing slightly.
Right.
And the reason that the United States' population is growing is through immigration. It's not through birth rate.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, we're just not breeding.
Okay.
And if it wasn't for first-generation immigrants coming to this country and having kids, we really wouldn't be breeding.
Hmm.
Let's see. Its fertility rate is only slightly above replacement. Although a variety of trans-border population movements have increased, this is to be expected in a North American economy that is increasingly integrated under the terms of a mutually ratified trade agreement. Basically, people are moving from Guatemala and Nicaragua into Mexico.
Okay.
Undocumented migration.
So Mexico has an immigrant problem as well.
Oh, yeah. And they're a heck of a lot more vicious at their borders than we are.
Hmm.
We're a lot nicer about letting Mexicans in illegally than they are about letting Honduranians and Nicaraguans through their borders.
Mm-hmm.
They'll shoot on sight in some cases. Rates of migration between Mexico and the United States are entirely normal for two countries so closely integrated economically.
All right.
What
they're saying is that where's the problem?
Right. There's really
there wasn't a problem until some of the political hacks in this country started yelling about it on the talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, now there's an immigration problem when it's saying that the rates haven't changed in the last two decades.
It's just a hot-button issue. Really.
In fact, I don't know if this statistic is in here, but you brought up a statistic not long ago that apparently, was it 100 years ago, the immigration rate was much higher than
Absolutely.
It is today.
It was 13% for a period of 80 years ending in 1940s.
But now, all of a sudden, our culture's in trouble.
Now it's 8%. Now it's 8%.
Right.
So,
how is it? I mean, it's just sensationalism, isn't it?
It really is. It's hot-button issues. Buchanan's
fear-mongering.
Pat Buchanan is making a bundle off of his new book, and it's, it's all about how the Mexicans are, prefer to remain outsiders, do not wish to assimilate. Yesterday on Glenn Beck,
he reiterated
this argument, claiming that the road to culture is language, and they want to keep their Spanish language. Well, all you have to do is take a look.
Statistics.
96% of foreign-born Spanish-speaking Latinos believe it is, quote-unquote, very important, 96%, very important to teach English to immigrant children.
Indeed, well, we got to crack down on that 4%. We can't let those people in here. They're threatening our language, our culture.
Yeah. 46% of, 54% of their children would be considered proficient in English, and then 78% of third generation are considered proficient in English.
All right. So what is the problem? I mean, after hearing some of those statistics, what is the problem? 1-800-259-9231. There is no immigration problem. It's all a bunch of sensationalism being put out there by a bunch of bigots that want to sell books.
The whole idea that you're going to take a section of land in the United States and the reconquistadors are going to secede it back to Mexico or turn it into Aztlan or whatever they're going to do, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. You can't do business in the United States of America unless you speak English. And Spanish speakers know that. They're not coming over the border to take our country. They're coming across our border to get jobs and work.
Yeah, that's the truth. 800-259-9231. We've got to go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So we're going to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Stephen. Hey. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. Yesterday you were talking about hoodies being banned.
School board up there in Boston, the Boston area, I think, is going to be banning hoodies and other types of headwear.
These are sweatshirts with a hat built in.
Yes.
Right. Well, I actually live in the town in question. I'm actually looking. I'm within 500 yards of the high school right now. I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, this is really lame, really. Anyone can see it. This is really an excuse to shift what the problems are with the school, which has nothing to do with exactly what the students are wearing. It has everything to do with the poor administration that these people have been conducting over the last
They're saying that the hoodies are allowing kids to steal stuff, that they're helping kids conceal their identity. But they're not just banning hoodies. They're going to be banning baseball caps. They're going to be banning any form of headwear that isn't of a religious nature. It's just crazy. I mean, it's cold in Boston. They're banning stuff that you can put on your head to keep warm. It's insane. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show. You can always bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, Go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We return to the phones and to the fun. Let's go back to Stephen in Massachusetts. Stephen, you're talking about, you're actually in the area of Massachusetts where they're talking about banning hoodies. Now, in case you don't know, you live in a warmer state like down here in Florida. Hoodies are essentially kind of like a sweatshirt with a hood attached to it that you can pull over your head if you deem it fit. If it's windy out or whatever, it's cold, you want to put your head in a hood. There it is, right on the back of your sweater.
Pretty common stuff for kids these days.
Right, and the Massachusetts school board here, or the school in question, is saying, well, there's kids stealing stuff, and they're using hoodies to obscure their identity. And so now, not only are they banning hoodies, they're going to be banning baseball caps and any other head covering that is not of a religious nature. What do you feel? You said the problem's actually with the administration. What do you feel like the real solution should be?
Well, it seems to me pretty obvious that this school is doing a really bad job. They've talked about several times having it turned over to the state, which won't make it any better, I think.
Wait, this isn't a government school?
No, this is a government school, but it's run locally. They're going to lose control of it very soon, and I think that's...
Are you serious? Wait.
Yeah.
Has this ever happened in Massachusetts before, where the state government is actually running a local school?
I do not know. I do not know of the whole history of
that
the time.
Sounds almost
unprecedented. It's very uncommon.
Have you ever even heard of something like that?
I would think that all schools are run local school board.
Yeah.
At the time, it is, but they
have lots of federal mandates and state mandates out there, but
you're saying they're actually considering turning this over, the control, 100% to the state?
It's been discussed. It's not official, but several times has been brought up. And this seems like what they do all the time. It's never their fault. None of the problems. The violence is never their fault.
Mm.
The fact that they're not passing standardized testing in this area,
mm-hmm.
not their fault.
You know what? You're right. That is typical, especially of the Boston area politicians. Remember, Mark, we reported not long ago the mayor of Boston was bemoaning the fact that, oh, no, New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine and Georgia, they're selling guns to people and they're coming in here into Boston to use them to kill our people. It's not our fault for having radical gun control laws in the city of Boston. It's all these other states' faults for selling guns. I mean, it's typical of politicians up there.
And, of course, the answer every time, every question they have, the answer is more money, of course.
Oh, yes.
They're angry now because
that's a politician's answer to everything is give us more money.
That'll fix it. Ugh.
We recently had a referendum question to increase the local taxes
mm-hmm.
that failed.
Really?
And this seems like just something they're trying to do to pass off that they're actually doing something.
You know what? They probably screwed it up. When they did that down here, when they had a referendum on the ballot to increase taxes down here for the schools, supposedly, they brought out the cheerleaders and put them on the corner mm-hmm. and had them holding signs saying, "Vote yes for me."
Yeah, exactly.
They should have done that up there. It would have passed by a landslide. Stephen, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's hard to say no to the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
right?
It's a dirty, dirty trick. As though, you know, by saying no to the to government schools, you're saying no to kids.
Well, we got something. Speaking of teens and clothing, there's something out of Vermont we're going to be reporting on here in moments, but it's in regards to teens wearing even less clothing. Let's go to the phones, though, first, because you can take control of the airwaves and talk to Ike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Ike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Or is that evening where you're at?
It's evening where we are.
It's evening where you're at. Okay.
If evening starts at 6 p.m., then it's evening.
Okay, it's only 4:30 here. So
all right, what's on your mind?
Basically, I had heard a lot of times you guys mentioning that there has to be some kind of solution to the whole roads problem.
Okay.
And I was kind of pondering on that one, and it came across to me that why not look at it in the same way that we have radio or web space? There you have property owned by landowners who obviously want to leave their property at some point, go somewhere else. I mean, it's mm-hmm. only natural. And go to other locations, and they don't want to have to put up the roads themselves. I mean, obviously, if you're going to leave the place, you probably want somebody else to do the work for you. Is that correct?
Oh, okay, right. I think I'm following you. Mm-hmm. Working out.
The idea here is then we have road providers. These are companies whose sole purpose is to build and manage the roads that they maintain.
How do they profit?
The landowner will purchase the road, or at least to some degree, purchase enough road for their property alone. Then the road provider will actually do the paving, the management, lighting, policing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the interesting little part. You don't always have to pay for the roads. After all, like the internet, you have advertising that can pay for it for you.
Absolutely. Not only could the road provider, for instance, be an advertiser, like, for instance, Ford or Toyota or Michelin Tire could actually sponsor an entire stretch of road and actually be like they could have a division of Michelin Tires that builds
mm-hmm.
roads. Or you could have billboards and sell sponsorships to Coca-Cola and whoever else wants to buy them.
There you go.
It makes total sense.
And, on a road that was privately owned, there wouldn't be anything like zoning restrictions on how many billboards there could be.
There would be private restrictions.
You could have, it would be, some road owners would say, I'd like to have a billboard every 10 miles, and I'll just have that section of road sponsored by that particular advertiser,
right.
and so that billboard would go at a premium. Other ones would say, I want a billboard butted up against each other, right next to each other, and I'm going to sell all those spaces.
Well, now, a road with a billboard every 10 miles or every mile or something like that would have to be a road where there's not a lot of area where you could turn on and off.
I'm thinking
of
an interstate.
Road, right, interstate, sure, but a busier road may have a little bit more signage.
I would think
people
so.
Are on and off at different points. Interesting idea, man. Thank you for it, Ike. 800-259-9231. It's not so radical. It really isn't. It's just something that people haven't thought of, the idea of taking the roads out of the government's hands. And it seems so crazy when you first think about it.
Roads are an expensive proposition as opposed to radio space and web space.
Well, only when the government's doing it.
No, the land costs what the land costs, and then it costs money to pave these roads, and you want to make them well, and then you're talking about overpasses and underpasses and things like that.
Right.
Road building's an expensive proposition, and it would require a lot of advertising, and I think that would only offset the costs.
Well, the investment's going to be expensive on most businesses that you get into, although I don't know about upkeep as far as roads are concerned. I don't think it really costs that much to keep them in good shape. I mean, you fill in a pothole here, fill in a pothole there, and upgrade the billboards from time to time.
If you can get traffic on your road, you'll certainly be making a bundle. There's certainly roads around here where 50,000 cars transverse across a piece of pavement in a given day. If you get a dollar from each one of those people or whatever, then you'd be, making a lot of money.
I have to say, though, I think that tolls would be out as soon as possible. As soon as other business models sprung up, like Ike was suggesting, I think tolls would be in the dust. And also, you want to encourage people to ride on your roads to keep the amount of traffic per minute very high, so you can keep your advertising rates high. Which means that if you want people to ride on your roads, you have to give them reasons to, give them perks, give them benefits. Unlike now, where the government just could care less whether you ride on their roads or not, and they could care less whether the job gets done. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday's show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's live streams there. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for the taking, totally free. At freetalklive.com. We return to the phones and to the fun. To across the pond we go. Tom in London. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom. Hey. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk to you about an advert I saw today. I was out doing some shopping and doing some business, and I saw a big advert plastered up on the side of a phone box, a payphone. It was an advert from the Department for Education and Skills. The government department charged with teaching all our children how to read and write.
Got it.
And it was advertising a new benefit, which was introduced about a year or so back, called the EMA, Educational Maintenance Allowance.
Okay.
And what this is for 16, 17, and 18-year-olds who were entering voluntary education, because in Britain you can leave school at 16.
School
is compulsory only up to 16, and then you can carry on for another 2 years voluntarily.
That's how it is here.
And so they have this thing where they now will give you, if you are on low income, they'll give you a certain amount each week.
Wait. If you are on low income, meaning, I mean, every teenager's on low income.
Well, yeah, if you're,
are we talking
if
about
your
their parents?
Are on low income.
Ah.
If you're living at home and your parents are on a low income.
Okay, but they're not actually cutting the check to the parents, they're cutting the check to the teenager?
Yeah, to the teenager that gets sent straight to their account every week.
Oh, my
their
goodness.
Bank account. And it's, depending on their income level, their parents' income level, it's either 10, 20, or 30 pounds a week.
That's not a lot, right? Or is that... that's What is that? Is that a lot?
Like
I don't know.
$20 a week, going up to maybe 60.
So it's kind of like a the children's welfare program, program for teenagers. Get them into the program as early as possible.
Yeah, and they had this advert on the side of the phone box, and it said, "Earn up to £30 a week with the EMA."
Earn it.
Earn it. And I thought, well, no, wait a second, you're not earning it at all. It's us people out here who've got jobs and are running businesses who are earning it.
Right, just get 10, 20, or 30 pounds a week.
Well, I filled out the paperwork, therefore I've earned the 30 pounds a week.
You've got to produce something in order to earn something.
And I went onto the website for the EMA, and it's not just, they say, oh, it's just to pay for expenses like books and transport and bus fares and things like that.
Right.
But they actually have a system whereby you go along and you have to meet certain objectives to continue getting it.
Okay.
So it's not just a complete handout, but depending on how well you do, you get more or less.
Hmm. What are some of the objectives, you know?
Well, like if you know, the teachers will work out a grade which you're fairly likely to get, and then if you exceed that, then they'll give you a bonus.
I see.
It's like £100.
So essentially, we're bribing kids.
Just the low income ones.
Right. Wow. That's pretty disturbing, then. Get them hooked at an early age so they continue to expect a handout from mommy government.
How for the rest of their lives.
Yep. Tom, thanks for bringing that
Isn't
information.
Isn't socialism
to us,
great?
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Well, I'm going to go to a little bit of what I consider to be good news. And some of you may disagree, in which case you're welcome to dial in at 1-800-259-9231. But the Boston Globe reporting out of Vermont, actually, Brattleboro, here on the banks of the Connecticut River and in the busiest parking area of a downtown peppered with bookstores and coffee shops, more is meeting the eye than some people want. A politely rebellious collection of teenagers passing time in the Harmony parking lot this summer has taken to disrobing. Seemingly on a whim, they shed clothes and soak up the sun, fully nude. What began as a lark or an ode to youthful exuberance has now turned into a municipal quandary because public nudity is permissible in Brattleboro. In the words of town manager Jerry Remard, if you're naked in public and you're minding your business, you're legal. According to him, quote, we're quite a bit different than a lot of places.
I guess so.
This is the state where they actually have a nude bike ride every year, just simply in celebration of the fact that you can be nude in Vermont.
Wow.
And I think it's great. Spurred by...
I don't know what I think, but it's certainly surprising.
Spurred by complaints, the town's select board will consider changing that, though no changes are expected anytime soon. In the meantime, some pedestrians avert their eyes, some youths cheer on their naked friends, and a few adults are so offended that they become nearly hysterical. Of the 24 or so youths, 16 to 19 years old, now, if it's legal in Vermont...
Brattleboro.
To be, well, I think it's the entire state, actually. If it's legal to be nude, as a teenager even, is that child pornography because they're nude?
Only if you take a picture.
Only if you take a picture. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if you can explain that to me, 800-259-9231.
And many states, I know up there that many states are the age of consent is 16.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy to you that you can have, you know, as a 35-year-old guy, I could have sex with a 17-year-old girl. But if I took pictures of her and put her on the Internet...
You're going to the clink.
I'm going to jail.
Right.
But does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't. And by the way, they're not doing anything sexual. They're just being nude.
In this case, they're certainly just being nude.
Now, some people believe that being nude is sexual. And if you're one of those people, I really want to hear from you.
When I take a shower, I'm certainly not being sexual. I'm just washing my grimy body.
1-800-259-9231. Let's see what the teens have to say. If the 24 or so youths, 16 to 19, are seeking to make a social statement, the manifesto needs some work. Charles Corey, who's 19, says, we just thought it'd be a little fun. Who said he stripped to Nature's Own on Friday and hung out for about 45 minutes with five like-minded friends as shoppers, diners, and walkers made their bemused way through the lot. He says, I don't see it as a serious statement. Well, serious or not, according to the Globe, the teenagers have made nudity something that can show its pale or sunburned self with no warning. Rachel Brooks, who works at everyone's books, sees some of the action on the sidewalk outside of the shop's rear door. Quote, "Personally, if I wanted to be naked, I wouldn't sit around in a dirty parking lot. I wouldn't want to get cigarette butts on my rear."
Well, I'll tell you, if I owned that bookstore there, what is it, Everybody's Used Books?
Yeah.
I would pay the kids to walk around naked with everybody's used books painted on their bellies.
Well, I don't know if that's going to get you more business or less.
It'll certainly get people knowing who the heck you are.
That much is true. Brooks says, the nudity began in earnest this year, she said, when one young woman decided she wanted to bare her chest in public, just like her male friends. Since then, the no-clothes fashion has gained popularity and has expanded to include group bike rides, skateboarding, hula hoop contests, and a grassroots music event that the group dubbed the Brat Fest. One girl eventually sat partially nude on a newspaper vending box in the middle of downtown. Hannah Phillips, who's 15, says, "I think most of Vermont wants Vermont to be nude." She added, though, that she has not disrobed. Quote, "People have a basic human right to be naked if they want to." Now then, you have
sure
a right to be naked on your own property, and you have a right to be naked on public property because public property exists. Now, if public property was converted 100% to all private property, then the rules might change a little bit. For instance, if you were a prude, Mark, and you owned an entire street or an entire strip mall or something like that.
Or just my house.
You could easily, but I'm talking about an area where the public gathers.
Okay.
You could easily
say, I have
a business. You could easily say, no nudity on my property, on this strip mall, no nudity. And you could have that enforced. That would be your rules. It'd be your property.
Or
but if I wanted to allow it on mine, that should be okay, too.
If I was a freak like you, I could say, no clothes on my property.
Oh, what? Like mandatory nudity?
Mandatory nudity.
Yeah, you sure could.
I mean, I'm sure that at nudist clubs that's the way it is. I mean, they have little clubhouses and places that they frolic and play volleyball and stuff.
I want to know from you, listeners, 1-800-259-9231. I want to know if this is outrageous to you, this idea that people, even teens, can be walking around naked. Do you think that there's going to be some negative consequences? Maybe rapes will be on the rise or something like that? Is this a problem or is this okay? Should this be something that is allowed in all 50 states instead of just Vermont? What do you think? 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Do you think that public nudity is offensive and should be banned? Well, the number is 1-800-259-9231 because it's not banned in Vermont, according to the Boston Globe. Apparently, there is no there's no forbidding of public nudity in Vermont, though some of the areas of Vermont have passed local ordinances banning it. State itself, nothing against it.
Nude state.
Right, so Brattleboro, isn't that the capital of Vermont? I believe it is. No? It's one of the bigger areas. It's one of the bigger areas in Vermont. Okay. Anyway, apparently it's fully legal there. Also, by the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and buy some Free Talk Live stuff. We've got it on sale, actually. It's a pre-sale, pre-order sale. We actually haven't even created the stuff yet. Go to store.freetalklive.com. You can take a look at the T-shirts and the hats and the other great stuff that we have. Place your order, and when you add the products to your cart, you're going to get a pre-order discount of over 7%. So that pre-order discount is only good for the next few days, for the remainder
really
of
is.
August.
Yeah.
So get on board now at store.freetalklive.com. We're going to the phones to Mike in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
Public nudity at the moment.
Yes.
I think the key there is the word public, and you probably nailed the morality of it on the head. If it's private property, anything goes, at least to the owner of the private property.
Sure.
But what about in today's society? I mean, in today's society, if I own a restaurant and I own the land that it's on and I want it to be a nude restaurant, I think that's morally okay, and people don't have to look in the windows, and they don't have to
Totally agree. I think it's fine.
But in today's society, and I kind of mean specifically as an example, federal parks, because that's a good place to be nude, at least a comfortable place for me. How would you go about it, or is it even worth going about it?
Wait, how would you go about what exactly?
Is it worth going about making nudity acceptable on what is considered public property in today's society?
Well, it seems like you'd probably have an easier time of it doing it on a state level instead of trying to convert federal parks to possibly a nude location. I mean, you're gonna be fighting all the prudes in Utah and everybody else around the country. I think if you just focus on your one state, then it might actually be something that you could get to happen. But it's got to be a tough issue to get people behind, don't you think?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I absolutely think, and then I kind of, if you want to expand the topic a little, why you know, there's I guess a law against public indecency, and that is a ridiculous law, because what's indecent? And if
what's indecent about being nude, you mean?
No, I mean not just about being nude. What about two nude people kissing? And then what about two nude people engaging in some sexual activity in a public property or on their own private property that you just happen to be able to see because your driveway faces it or whatever?
Well, now, indecency is something that's usually defined by each state's law. At least as far as the FCC is concerned, indecent radio content has to do with the nebulous concerns of society, how the community standards would think of things. So indecency is usually pretty hard to define as well. It's just depending on who gets put in charge of writing the regulations is
absolutely
what indecent is. And I don't see anything that's indecent about that sort of thing. I'm not offended by nudity. I'm not offended by people kissing, but some people are. And those are the ones we've got to be concerned with.
Yes, but in the ideal society that we could dream up, where would this fit in? Where would actually public sexual conduct fit in?
I'll tell you, it wouldn't be in my ideal society. The idea of two people being able to screw on their front lawn like cats, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point because, you know, sexual taste varies. I mean, some people are into
poo. Oh, my God. Dear God.
And some people are into missionary sex only. And who decides what's indecent?
God.
Yeah, apparently the majority decides. And when it comes to your neighborhood and your front lawn and what you can do on your front lawn, again, as we pointed out before, if it's a neighborhood where you've got deed restrictions and those deed restrictions specifically say that there shall be no bearing of your chest out in your front lawn, then there shall be no bearing of your chest. But if you live in an area where there are no such restrictions, then I say it's your property. You can do whatever sort of exhibition that you want. I'm not an exhibitionist. I would never do anything like that. But
can I get the hose and spray them off?
Well, that might be a property rights violation because then you're
spraying water. What if I'm standing on my property?
But then you're spraying water onto their property, and that might not go too well. Mike, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
it. Awful to consider.
800-259-9231. What's awful about it? I mean, here in Vermont, or not here, we're not in Vermont, but in Vermont, it's legal for people to be nude. And the kids started, the teenagers that are being nude there, obviously they started doing it to get a rise out of people. Ooh, we're going to get naked in the streets and really freak people out. But after it's gone on for weeks after weeks, the kids are going to get either bored of it or they're going to realize that nobody's excited by it anymore. And if your purpose in getting out in your front lawn and being an exhibitionist is to shock and offend, then, yeah, maybe you would shock and offend the first few times you went out there. But after that, everybody just sort of know that you're the guy that goes out and has sex on his front lawn for some reason. Why you'd want to do that, I don't know. It's dirty and there's bugs, and I wouldn't be involved in it personally.
You certainly would bear some onus as far as people talking to you, you know, you'd be
there's
the guy.
There's going to be ostracism.
Yeah, there's going to be a certain level of ostracism.
Around, if you live around prudes, there's going to be an ostracism factor there. I don't know. I mean, even I would think you're kind of weird for having sex out on your front lawn. It wouldn't bug me. Go right ahead. Sure, have a blast. So back in
wow,
to Vermont.
Something you think was weird.
I just think it's weird because it's dirty and uncomfortable. Bed is a fine place for that activity. Anyway, Vermont apparently doesn't forbid public nudity, as Massachusetts does, but some liberal communities in the state have actually banned it. Isn't that odd that they say some liberal communities in the state have banned public nudity?
Mm.
Wouldn't you think that the open-minded liberals would be all for this? Why would they
it
be
would
the ones
like
to
ban it? It would seem like it to me. I don't know.
They said that outsiders should not begin to think of Brattleboro as a haven for the behavior. It's just that Brattleboro never had cause to ban nudity before. Andrew Widowak, who works at Everyone's Book, said he's not put off by the nudity, but the act has become a little tired. He says, quote, "I think it was more for the shock value. They weren't flagrant about it. But last week, when about a half a dozen naked teenagers congregated outside the store, he said it was like they were baking a cake and they really frosted it. All the men were naked and the women were topless. I needed about three drinks to erase that vision." One patron of the bookstore apparently let loose with hysterics of Academy Award proportions, he added. If the town passed, and that's what they're looking for, right?
Sure.
If I'm going to go out with the intent to offend somebody, with the intent to stir it up,
they want the mother of a 9-year-old to just go bananas.
If somebody responds in a hysterical manner, I have been successful in my mission. That's what they want.
Well, it's more likely to come out of a group of teenagers than anyone else.
If I was there with my son or daughter and they were 8 or 7 years old, I'd say, look, son, there's some new, naked people over there.
Look at the weird naked people.
Look, they're naked. So what? What's wrong with being naked? And I know there are people out there that think that, there must be people out there that think that nudity is sexual. And if you can dial in and explain that to me, I really want to hear. 1-800-259-9231. Well, apparently, if the town passes an ordinance this year, cool weather will have begun to settle into that slice of the northern county. Apparently, though, one of the bookstore people says that she doesn't think the cold air is going to accomplish what the laws have been unable to do. They think that the kids are still going to be coming out naked in the cold.
Oof. I think the cold air will do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. So do you think that we should abolish laws against nudity? I mean, because everywhere else in the country, there are laws against nudity. In fact, if you go out and get naked in the area where you live, as long as it's not in Vermont, you're probably going to get charged with a sex crime.
In all likelihood.
Are these kids in Vermont, these teenagers, I mean, kids from 16 to 19, being naked in the streets, are they sex criminals? Should they be locked up into prison? Should they have a rap sheet following them for the rest of their lives?
Should they be on one of these sexual offender registries? Should they be kept away from kids?
Because we would be. You and I would be. If we walked out of this studio right now, shed our clothes, and walked down the street, we'd be arrested, and we'd be sex criminals for the rest of our lives, or at least for another couple decades. And we'd have to file with the government where we move. If we're moving somewhere, we have to let them know where we're moving and follow all the other stupid regulations that apply to rapists.
Yeah.
Isn't there a difference between being naked in public and being a rapist or being a child molester? Or maybe it's just me. Maybe there is something criminal about taking off your clothes. Maybe there's something evil about it. 800-259-9231. You're speechless, Mark.
I don't think it's that great of an idea to be naked. I don't want to see the vast majority of the public naked. Mm-hmm. There are a few select people I would like to see naked, but usually, you can check it out in magazines or on the internet. No, I'm not really up for it. I don't like the idea. But at the same time, I don't want to throw nudists in jail, and I don't mm-hmm. want to pay for nudists being incarcerated. I would be deeply offended if my neighbors decided to, copulate on their front lawn, though. Deeply offended.
Well, no more cookies for them, then, in the holidays. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Coming up, there's a Republican that has gotten on the airwaves and has advocated so-called universal service. Do you know what that is?
No.
Well, if you don't know what universal service is, we will explain here in a moment. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...